Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets fell overnight as large cap technology stocks fell more than 1%, while a Senate vote delay raised greater political uncertainty. The Dow fell 99 points or 0.5%, the S&P 500 fell 0.8%, while the Nasdaq shed 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back about 100 points, with 3M and Apple leading decliners. The 30-stock index fell after Malta reports said the Senate will hold off voting on a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare until after the July 4 recess. The VIX perked up to 11 on the back of the news. Google was also hit with a $2.7 billion fine from European regulators. Shares of Google parent Alphabet dropped more than 1% in early trade. Europe's main markets also fell after the president of the ECB, Mario Draghi, defended the bank's loose monetary policy and said a premature ending to easing could lead to another recession. The German DAX fell 0.8%, the CAC dropped 0.7%, while the London FTSE slipped just 0.2%. The Bank of England's Governor Mark Carney announced that the banks would have to increase levels of capital they hold. The banking sector as a whole rose 0.7% shortly after the announcement. Base metals posted gains across the board, with copper up 1%, nickel surging 2.5%, zinc rising 1%, and aluminium up 1%. Spot iron ore jumped over 2.6% overnight to $58.50 per metric tonne. Gold futures edged up on Tuesday after hitting a six-week low in the previous session as bargain hunting set in, and the dollar fell before speeches before US Federal Reserve officials. Gold futures settled up 50 cents or just 0.1% to $1,246.90 US dollars an ounce. Oil prices rose, although they had surged 2% intraday, but then pulled back as the market reacted to preliminary data that suggested US crude stockpiles unexpectedly rose last week. WTI still ended up 32 cents or 0.7% to $43.70 US dollars a barrel, and Brent rose 0.7% to $46.16 US dollars a barrel. The American Petroleum Institute reported a surprise 851,000 barrel increase in US crude inventories during the week, whereas Reuters' survey had showed analysts anticipated a 2.5 million barrel drop. US 10-year Treasury yields jumped 6 basis points to 2.2% overnight as ECB President Mario Draghi raised the possibility of monetary policy changes, and the Aussie dollar is flat against the US dollar, currently trading at 75.84 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.